Welcome to this FOSDEM 2021 talk about Sparse Desert, a general purpose multiphysics finite element C++ library. So that's about the agenda. So it will first look a little bit like the presentation of FOSDEM 2020, and then we'll talk about the new features added to Sparse Desert in 2020 and the next expected steps. So let's start immediately, and let's also quickly mention what finite element is. So Sparse Desert is a finite element library, which means that it's a library that allows to solve numerically PDE problems, so partial differential equations. This allows in turn to solve a wide range of physical phenomena and to predict the way things will behave. So, for example, if you have an electromagnetic waveguide, you want to know what is the waveguide mode traveling through the waveguide. You can use finite element to simulate this. If you have a fluid structure interaction problem, you can simulate with finite elements what will be the forces applied on the structure and what will be the flow throughput, for example. So this is what finite element allows you to do. And Sparse Desert is a library that is very multiphysics and that lets you solve a wide range of physics, and you can also couple them in a very wide range of ways. So these are physics that are demonstrated in Sparse Desert on the website, so you can find these as such, and you have a see example button below because nothing is hidden. It's all very concise and short code when you click on it, and you will see the C++ code associated. So as you can see, Sparse Desert allows to handle a very wide range of multiple physics, so fluids, magnetics, electricity, mechanics, rotating machines, acoustic, thermal, and many others, like piezoelectricity, piezoresistivity, and many more will come soon. And any multiphysic problem is candidate to be solved in Sparse Desert. So in fluid structure interaction, you have mechanics and fluids coupled in a nonlinear way. In an electric motor, you have magnetics and mechanics as well. In the thermoacoustic problem in a deformable cavity, you have acoustic, thermal, well, fluid flow, and mechanics all coupled together. Now you can solve this is another set of things that are demonstrated online. There are predefined physics that help you to write the equations, but for the rest, everything is very concise, as you will see if you hit one of these buttons. You can solve transient problems, harmonic problems, and problems with a multi-harmonic method, so that's also called harmonic balance. So if you have nonlinear problems, you can still get the solution with in the harmonic domain without having to go through a transient resolution. You can also get eigenmodes for damped or undamped problems, and yeah, you have a wide range of things that you can do in a very concise way. Now you also have support of a lot of advanced finite element tools, and this is expanding very quickly. So last year FOSDEM ended for Sparse Desert, FOSDEM 2020 ended with the prospect of adding p-adaptivity. Now this is all done, so you can use you can adapt the interpolation order, but now AMR, adaptive mesh refinement, has been added as well for 3D, 2D, and 1D problem. For transient problem, it's just working great, and you can combine HP adaptivity also with time adaptivity. This is all new and has been added in 2020. But otherwise, you have native support for the harmonic balance finite element method. This is quite a rare thing to have in a finite element code, be it commercial or open source. You have a fast 3D unstructured mesh-to-mesh interpolation, scales up to 100 million mesh points. That's as far as I tested. general 3D motor finite element method. For example, for electric motors, you want to couple the rotor and the stator without having any constraint on the mesh. Well, this is very trivial in Sparse Lizard. And there's an example for that soon. A 3D electric motor example will follow, but it's already working in 3D. It's only demonstrated in 2D online for now. So as I just said, the HP adaptivity has been added in 2020. That's a big block of work. And on top of that, time adaptivity has been added as well. And we'll see a video about this right now. So what you see is the simulation of the natural convection in air that is created by a sphere that is in red, and that sphere is 17 degrees Celsius hotter than the room temperature. And you will see that there's natural convection appearing. So this is a transient nonlinear fluid flow problem coupled with a thermal problem. And you don't want to have a fine mesh and a super high interpolation order everywhere. So HP adaptivity in this case, so changing the mesh size and the interpolation order live at runtime is really something you want to have here to massively speed up the computation. And it would just probably not be possible to simulate this without the HP adaptivity. So as you will see, so on the right, you see the interpolation order for the temperature field from 2 to 3. Red is 3, blue is 2. On the left, you have the cut view of the temperature increase versus ambience. And on the center, you have a quarter block view of that. And you can see that as the heat goes up, the mesh is actually super coarse. Initial mesh is cut live. So the heat cuts its way through the mesh and refines it as needed, and also increases the interpolation order, so that even if the initial mesh was extremely coarse and the initial interpolation order was 2, you still have a very accurate solution. And this is just adapted live to where it's actually needed. So this is a transient problem with HP adaptivity, and the HP adaptivity is updated at every time step. So I guess that demonstrates the capabilities of this adaptive mesh refinement. It works also in 2D and in 1D, but I guess transient 3D is here in this case quite good enough to demonstrate the capabilities. And the overhead of this adaptive mesh refinement is just a few percent of the overall resolution time. So it's quite efficient. Now, on top of that, you also have things that you need to be able to easily simulate things. So like you want to run the simulation, you want to be able to open the files again after simulation. For that, there's this SLZ file format. You want to be able to have probes, max, averages, integration to compute, for example, the current flow through a phase by integrating the current density. This is all not only available, but also documented and mostly demonstrated in online examples. You have PowerView output format, and you have a wide range of input formats supported. So GMesh format, Nastran format, but also everything that GMesh allows to load can be loaded in Sparse Lizard via the newly added GMesh API interface, and also more mesh formats as well through the PETC mesh interface. You can also have curved meshes, which is what was used in this video. So this adaptive mesh refinement is working with curved meshes, and that little red sphere where the initial heating was, this is actually geometrically approximated with a third order curved mesh. Now, Sparse Lizard is very concise and user friendly. So it's C++, but you will actually not notice so much that it's C++ unless you start really working with it. But mostly it reads like basically there are no pointers, and all the more complicated things about C++ programming is very hidden from the user, and the user cannot doesn't have to manage the memory and doesn't have to work with complicated structures. So mostly it's very simple objects to handle with clear functions that are documented, and when it's C++ that needs to be used, then it's like vectors and very basic structures that are needed. But of course it's C++, so you can do anything that C++ allows on top of what SparseLizard allows. It's documented, so every function that you're supposed to use, you will find it in the documentation with a working example that you can just copy paste, and with a description of what this function does. Now, what's new compared to FOSDEM 2020? Efficient adaptive mesh refinement has been added for 3D, 2D, and 1D problems. Also, automatic time stepping has been added to the existing implicit Euler and generalized alpha time stepper object. So that's very convenient. Syntax is even more optimized. So it's even more compact, even more readable. I can only recommend to check online. CMake has been added for easier compilation and linking, and also compiling on Windows is now much smoother. And tons of other useful functions have been added. Also, we're improving the support of more physics. This is not released yet, but efficient mechanic plasticity has been demonstrated to work now with a few functions added. Now it has been demonstrated to work for plasticity with hardening, and hopefully it will be added with, there will be an example added online for that. There is also an optional direct link to the Gmesh API, which allows you to load a wide range of other of mesh formats. It's even more robust and even faster. Also, there is an MPI, message passing interface, interface that has been added, and this is all in the direction of gearing up for domain decomposition. So, what you can expect or could be added in 2021, no guarantee, but this is something I'd love to provide end of 2021. So domain decomposition algorithm so basically to run on supercomputers or to scale better. If you have more machines or more CPUs, you want to have a linear scaling with a number of CPUs and number of TOPS. The target would be, for example, to be able to solve quickly more problems of more than 1 billion degrees of freedom on supercomputers. Also, electric circuits and lumped model to finite element coupling will be allowed. So, if you have a simulation and you want to have, for example, an electric generator connected to an RLC load, well, this should be doable with just a few lines of code, and this is what will be added. So, you can just add a few degrees of freedom for this RLC circuit. Also, a simple interface to and from other finite element software so that you can use SparseLizard for what you want to use it. You don't have to use it for every physics. If you have a great nonlinear mechanics solver and you want to add electromagnetics, then you should be able to link, well, to communicate with SparseLizard for solving that electromagnetic problem. Other things will be added, like for example, multivariate data importing. If you have an altitude map or an ocean depth, you want to simulate shallow water problems, you need an ocean depth map. This will be added that you can efficiently load multivariate data. New physics and examples will be added online. For example, semiconductors, 3D motors, synchronous and asynchronous motors, micromagnetics, low temperature superconductor, plasticity, as we discussed. And also, I'd like to focus on turbulent flow, including, well, LES turbulence models, for example. And also, anything else that you might think is useful or that you might want to pay for. can be added. So for that part, I guess the best is to discuss it with me. Thank you for your attention, and we hope to see you on GitHub. And I'm looking forward to hearing to your questions.